Buon pomeriggio, benvenuti alla conference call del gruppo Tevi per la presentazione dei risultati del primo trimestre al 30 giugno 2011. Vi ricordiamo che nell'ultima parte della conference call i relatori daranno risposta alle richieste di approfondimenti pervenuteci in anticipo o anche durante la conference call via email al seguente indirizzo investorrelations@trevifin.com. Le slide esplicative o relative ai risultati al 30 giugno 2011 in lingua inglese sono disponibili e scaricabili dal sito www.trevifin.com, dove a partire dal 1 settembre 2011 sarà disponibile anche la registrazione della conference call. Passiamo ora la parola ai relatori, al CEO del gruppo Trevi, ingegner Stefano Trevisani, e al CFO, dottor Daniele Forti. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Trevi Group conference call of the first half 2011 financial results. We remind you that any question or inquiries received in advance or during the conference by email to the following address, investorrelations@trevifin.com, will be answered in the last part of the conference call. Please also be advised that the presentation on first half 2011 financial results is available on our website www.trevifin.com, where also the recording of the conference call will be available starting from September the 1st, 2011. We shall now have the Trevi Group CEO, Engineering Stefano Trevisani, and the Group CFO, Dr. Daniele Forti, to address the meeting.
Good evening, Stefano Trevisani speaking. Welcome again to this conference call. We'll be following the slide presentation we sent to you, starting from page 3 and 4, where we repeat for people new to the company what is the business structure of the group, Trevi Financial Industriale, with two major divisions. One is the service division and mechanical division. Trevi and Petraven for the service division, one specialized in underground engineering and foundation services, the other in oil and gas drilling business. And for the mechanical division, Drillmech and Soilmech, Drillmech for oil and gas design and manufacturing, oil and gas equipment, and Soilmech for ground engineering equipment. We said many times, and we repeat it again, that one of the major strengths of the group is the strong synergy of these four divisions among them, and we continue to believe this model be able to produce interesting results even for the future. Group synergies, constant innovation, and this is what we define our competitive advantage. Also very important, the global presence, 44 operating companies in 32 countries, with 54 business units. This gives total coverage of the most important market in the world, always reminding that we have then a network of dealer and agent covering our mechanical division business in another 50-55 countries. Just I would like to start just with this comment of the chairman on page 6. I'm reading that because it's a good summary of what we believe is the result of this first 6 months. We are pleased by the result of this semester, and we are confident of the outlook of the next month. The divisional sales per line of product for the semester increased overall, witnessing a balancing effect between the mechanical and the services division. The positive trend of revenue continues to be a positive sign. We were able to obtain important operational results in a more favorable macroeconomic environment. The order backlog, along with the award of new contracts the month following the semester, both in the oil and gas and in the special foundation sector, represent, with the financial solidity of the company, the condition for future growth. On page 7, just to highlight some of the key factors influencing the activity of the Trevi Group. We have a proven track record. This is an unprecedented track record operating for over 50 years worldwide and successfully facing the utmost challenges. It's important because new order, new acquisition, most of the time are based on track records and references. Well-diversified revenue portfolio, unmatched and historic international diversification of the business, being less independent of local markets. This is another important key for our activity. It's true that we are present in many markets, but we are not depending upon a singular market at all. World-leading technology, continuously innovating the highest standard of technology to best meet the market's demand. We know again how it's of primary importance, the innovation in technology, equipment and processes for our activity, both in the ground engineering and in the oil and gas business. Flexible and unique business model. Extensive industry, know-how in finding the most suitable solution for any job, unique and adaptable business model for industry competitive advantages. The flexibility, we said many times in the past during our meetings, remain a key component of our operation, and the ability to move our resources from one country to another, or one market to another, remain one of the key factors for our group. We believe this to be the basis for our performance in this 6 months, and the last 6 months, and the next quarters, as a best integrated player both in ground consolidation, oil services, and drilling and foundation equipment. I just let the Lina Forti continue with the presentation of the numbers, and we will come back later on.
Thank you, Stefano. Good evening to all of you. I would like to start highlighting the results of the second quarter of the current year, 2011, with respect to the second quarter of 2010. You know already by far the first quarter result, so second quarter results are what is new. We ended the second quarter by posting revenues, total consolidated revenues, for 258 million in the quarter. An increase of 18% versus the second quarter 2010. Also the added value, which was 82.8 million, increased 14.3%. versus the second quarter 2010. This is the first measure of margin. EBITDA was 33 million plus 9%, EBIT 21 million plus 19%, backlog was 940 million plus 31%, net financial position was 334 million with an improvement by 60%. This astounding series of figures highlights what we called after the ending of the first quarter a progressive improvement in the performance of the Trevi Group, first of all because of its sound and increasing order portfolio. I would like to add immediately that we have constantly manifested a solid financial strategy, and the result of it was an improvement in our net financial position, over 70 million euro. The robust backlog has been highlighted during the course of the last 6 to 8 months by a long series of press releases in which we have detailed the acquisition of major orders, especially by the Drillmech division and the Trevi division. Last but not least was the acquisition of the big contract for Copenhagen Foundation Works in this month of August. We hoped to be awarded this contract in the first 6 months, and so to end the first semester of the year with the hard backlog by far over 1 billion euro, but it's the same result. Going to page 10, we can compare the results of the first half of the year with the same period in 2010. Value of production increased 14.2% to 526 million from 460, while revenues increased 4.8% to 474 million from 455. This apparent difference between the development of these two concepts is explained by the fact that the group increased the production in order to meet future orders, orders already in our hard backlog, and it's the base for which we can state again that the second half of the year will be better than the first half, first of all in terms of volumes of sales. EBITDA was 64.8 million against 68 million, minus 5.9%. EBIT 41 against 43.5. Financial costs 8.5 million against 7.3. Taxes 11.9 against 15. Net profit 15.3 million against 23. Net capital employed decreased down to 683.9 million from 766, minus 10.8%. Equity was 350 million with a decrease of 5%. Net financial position is what we have already stated, and the same for the backlog. I would like to concentrate our attention for a while on the two main financial risks. The leverage ratio was 2.58 times. It improved considerably. 12 months before, it was 2.89 times. The debt equity ratio was 0.95 times. It was 1.08 times 12 months before. The number of employees increased slightly. As a comment, as a further comment to the profit and loss account, I would like to say that if total revenues increased only by around 5%, it was due also to a choice made by the group, especially in trade division, to select contracts possibly without a higher content of raw materials and third-party services. The most clear example of this line of conduct is the acquisition of the Copenhagen contract. It's around 90 million euro, but without materials and third-party services. So it could be compared with a contract amount of the double. I would like to also to say that there was an increase in financial expenses. They increased to 8.5 million from 7.3. This increase is the sum of a decrease in interest rates paid to banks for normal loans which accounts for the two-thirds of financial costs, but there was an increase in bank expenses and interest rates for long-term loans and loans paid to leasing companies. In the first quarter of the year, there was a loss in currency loss, which was not repeated in the second one. We have to say that the continued weakness of the dollar had produced an understatement of revenues, in particular of revenues in the service sector, both Trevi and Petroven, for which divisions most of the revenues are expressed in dollars or in currencies pegged to the dollar. So there is an underestimation of both revenues and margins. The second influence of the weakness of the dollar is reflected in the balance sheet. The net worth of the group has decreased around 20 million euro in the semester because of that. Notwithstanding the profit for the semester and taking into account the dividend paid to shareholders in the first half of the year. We consider to have a strong net worth. Tax rate increased in the semester to 41%. And according to our revised budget, we think that in the second half of the year, revenue will be distributed differently from a geographical point of view, and the result of this will be a decreased tax rate, which we can estimate between 35% and 36%. And a further reduction is estimated in the following years. The two sectors have almost the same revenues, while the core business accounts for 62% of revenue and the drilling for 38% of it. Going to the split for line of product of total consolidated revenues, we have to say that the services segment has a decrease of 2.6% of revenue, which is the sum of an increase of 23% in Petroven drilling services and a decrease of 6.8% in Trevi special foundation services, which amounts to around 15 million euros. I have already said that this decrease is mostly nominal rather than real. With respect to the mechanical division, we have a combined increase of more than 20%. Which is reflected almost equally in the two divisions, Soilmec and Drillmec. At consolidated level, the increase is around 5% after eliminations amounting to 27.6%, which are explained by sales from the two mechanical divisions to the two service divisions. We would like to highlight that backlog was 940 million at the end of the semester, 44% pertaining to Trevi, 33% to Drillmech, Petroben 15%, Solmech 8%. Visibility increased particularly for Drillmech, and it is considered now to be more than 1 year. From the geographical point of view, we highlight the importance of our hard backlog in Latin America. Latin America was also the region in which the group, Trevi Group, in the first half of the year reached the most important development, both in terms of revenues and margins. One of the most important features of this first half of the year is the free cash flow generated, plus 94.2 million. This is due to the EBITDA generated, 64 million, and to the decrease in working capital. The decrease in working capital is due is a rather complicated question, but I would like to say in summary that we had a consistent decrease in finished goods stock, while we had an increase in components in Solmech and Drillmech for the increased production. The positive cycle of business in these two divisions is also highlighted by the increase in suppliers' debts. I would like to say suppliers' lines of credit, because the increase in stock of components is financed by suppliers. Going to the financial ratios, we have already highlighted the positive developments of leverage ratio and the debt equity ratio. The coverage ratio was 7.6 times. We have already talked about equity. It was 350, while net debt was 333, of which 20% is represented by the short-term debt convertible bond. As you know, the bond will mature on November the 30th, and so is considered due in the short term. 80% of our debts are at long term. Going to the two final slides, we present page 18, Trevi and Petroben developments. Revenues, total consolidated revenues for this sector was 240 million instead of 246, so a decrease of 6 million. The EBITDA margin decreased to 16.2%, while the EBIT margin to 9.3%. We consider, notwithstanding this decrease, the margins quite satisfactory, taking into account the environment in which we operate. In the mechanical division, revenues increased from 212 up to 255, and margins improved, EBITDA up to 11.3% from 11%, and EBIT margin from 8.8% to 8.8% from 8.2%. This margin, the contribution to these margins is made particularly by Drillmec, because in Soilmec, notwithstanding the considerable increase in the volume of sales, the margin has not yet followed proportionally the increased volume of the same sales. Please, Stefano, if you would go on the business.
Just go through a quick outlook of our line of businesses, and then we'll go into the question and answer section. I'd like to start with the core business, and as we said, for Soilmec, we had an important increase in revenue, which we consider a good sign of markets development in Europe and also outside Europe. It means there's a kind of a restarting of the activity, even if we consider the overall financial situation, we don't expect big improvement, or let's say major improvement. But we consider this as a good starting. 18-20% increase in revenue in Soilmec, it means clients are restarting to buy equipment and to perform works. This is spread in different markets. We've got good sign in Latin America and North America and Far East, while we have a kind of decrease in the Middle East area. Going into the trading side of the business, we continue to perform well with our companies in the reference market we have, and we continue to be very selective in the projects. This is a guideline that we are giving constantly, business guideline. We had a slowdown in the activity. We expected to achieve actually better revenue in the first 6 months. We had some slowdown in the starting of a few projects in Africa and also in Europe. But overall, we continue to see good business perspective in our reference market, apart from Middle East, where, as everybody knows, the situation is not, of course, as a couple of years ago. But Latin America, North America, Northern Africa, and say Europe with this new contract remain for us important reference market. And of course, as I said before, future margin will depend upon this guideline we're giving to select the good contracts with the better margins. Going into the oil and gas business, we saw the revenue trend in Drillmec and in Petrolen. This is a sign of what's going on in this sector. Very strong demand for rigs right now. Very high, what we call soft backlog, means number of negotiation, ongoing negotiation, coming from different parts of the world. It's an important sign of what's happening in this market. Drillmec grew up a lot in this first 6 months. We expect to continue to grow in the next 6 months. It's clear now that revenue will be in a level, a kind of level where we have very, very few competitors. Right now, Drillmec remain as rig manufacturers between, worldwide, the first and second position. It means strong position, increasing visibility, and of course, increasing business opportunity for the future. We are talking about, I would like to mention, the strong development we have in the automatic rigs, which now accounts for more than 50% of the revenues. And we tend to believe that this will continue also in the coming months, as I said before, having reached a kind of visibility level that can attract even more clients. Going into Petrolen, we are continuing to do our drilling activity and concentrating in South America and Latin America. and this is a regular business, and of course the demand is also even for more rigs in operation. But we continue to focus again on steady growth for this sector. Well, I think we can pass to the question and answer section. We have received questions from various analysts. I would like to start by giving answers to Christopher Fadenfaden from Mediobanca. I think that during my conversation with you, I have already given an answer to some of the questions asked by Christopher, but I would like to answer to the question about labor costs. There is an increase in labor costs. This is quite evident. It's due in the two mechanical divisions to the increased level of activity, around 30%, as you have seen, with regard to production. With respect to the service division, we have to highlight that in some cases we had to face increase in salaries imposed by governments, especially in Latin America, in the oil sector. This happened particularly in Argentina, where the government increased salaries of local laborers, and it was not possible to recover through increased tariffs these increased labor costs. Secondly, we made an effort, a particularly hard effort, in a job site in the United States in order to meet federal government's requirements. We spent more in labor, particularly in extra hours, but we succeeded in putting the job site back on tracks, and as a reward we received ready payments. At the end of June, the 30th of June, we had already collected June interim payment certificate. This is one of the reasons explaining the improvement in our net financial position. With respect to additional financial costs, I have already said that we had a decrease in interest paid to bank, and the increase we see it is due mainly to bank charges and interest paid to long-term financial loans and leasing companies. With respect to the 20 million increase in fixed assets for internal use, which explains most of the eliminations, those 20 million are constituted for half of it by the capitalization of the HH600 model. You know that this model is the top of the range model in DrillMech line of products. It is under construction. It will be finished before year end. We have considered the costs incurred as an investment, so it is considered as part of the investments, of the 34 million euro investments in the first half of the year.
Another part of this 20 million increase in fixed assets is due to the costs of new products from Soilmec, in particular, particularly improvement in hydro mills. One fourth of it is due to various products acquired by the services divisions. Giuseppe Martelli from Equita asks if we are determined to proceed to the conversion of the bond. The answer is yes. We would like to convert to have the bond converted, even if not at all prices. So we have the liquidity to pay back the bond if the stock prices will go down, particularly down, but the recovery in stock price in the last weeks is a good sign. We think that the stock is undervalued, and we hope that before year end it could increase significantly, and by this way the conversion of the bond will be favored. But we confirm we have all the liquidity necessary to pay back the bond if necessary, and also the installments of long-term debt which will become due in the next 12 months. So we think that if all will go on in a positive direction, before year end we could reach a position not much more than 300 million euro. Bruno Permuti asks which is the duration, the visibility of the hard backlog of the various divisions. Stefano, if you want to give your answer.
We are talking about visibility in the range of 6 to 8 months, talking about the Trevi backlog, and more or less the same for Drillmec, while we know that the visibility for Soilmec is much less than that. And we can say that the visibility for Soilmec is in the range of 2 to 3 months only.
With respect to the question asked by Franco Unai from Bank of America Merrill Lynch, with respect to the evolution of EBIT margins, I would like to say that a better EBIT margin is expected in the mechanical division, because the improvement in sales in Soilmec division will end also in an improvement in margins. Today the EBIT margin in Soilmec division is very low, so it is expected to increase towards a normal level of 6 to 8%, while in Drillmec it is expected to remain well above 13%. With respect to Trevi, we think that the choices we have done of selecting contracts without raw materials will pay and consent an increased margins on over revenues. I consider that this is all for the time being. We have tried to give an answer to most of the questions. In particular, There was a question by Paolo Citti from Intermonte about the evolution of the working capital. We have already talked about it, pointing out that this is one of the most astounding features of this first quarter of the year, and we think that we are in a positive phase of the business cycle. We have a question now from Bernie Horn, Polaris Capital, Boston, which is, who is asking of about raw materials and consumables, which are 55% of total sales. It is obviously due to the increase in production and level of sales of the two mechanical divisions.
Okay. We are trying to read these questions and give a proper reply. Just conclude this section. We just want to give an update on this project in Iraq. As you see, we have given this information that we consider this important information, and the reason is that there's been a lot of confusion and speculation about this subject for the last 2 years. We always wanted to avoid to enter into this matter. Now there is an important factor, and I would like to just, as we said, mention that there was this final bid in April. We, as a trade, presented a good technical and economical offer. It's the lowest of the two. The bid, of course, and the proposals are still under evaluation by the committee, and we expect something soon to be decided by the committee and the Minister of Water Resources. Of course, you know that we have a strong experience in this type of activity, and we look for business opportunities in this sector all over the world, so we maintain, of course, a keen interest also for this project. If we have nothing else to add, okay, I think we try to give even if in a very short time, an overview and an outlook of our business and where we are with this first 6 months. Just to summarize that we expect the second semester to be better than the first semester. And we have, as we said, very strong activity in all the four divisions at the moment, even if as everybody knows, the macro environment is not the best of all the times. So we remain positive about the outlook and about the performance of the company. And I think that we will see probably each one of you in the next weeks or months during the one-on-one meetings that we are planning starting from next week. I thank you all for attending this conference call, and buonasera.
Grazie.